Start your day at Terry Master, Chofe, Shvat, Toshin Pealef, Rabbi Yehuda, Marmestein.
One of the questions which I think is particularly important to ask this morning is the beginning of Mishpatim. Just start of Mishpatim, and amazingly, we have a mitzvah of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is such an unlikely mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah which everybody is busy with the whole time. Who's busy with Eved Ivri? Kisikne Eved Ivri. What do you learn from this parish of Eved Ivri? I think one of the basic lessons to learn over here is you might make the mistake of thinking Kedusha has nothing to do with a person's behavior bein olam chaveiroi. Klal Yisrael have reached an incredibly high level at Matan Torah. A level which is so great that even Malachi HaShoreis can't really understand how could Klal Yisrael reach such a madriga. They don't understand it. The Rabbein Shem says, Migil Labon Ayroz Zeroz Shemalachi HaShoreis Mishtam Shin Boy. It's an incredible madriga. Madriga Nasim Nishma, Madriga Batan Torah, Vayirani Odom Achoy. Every single person in Klal Yisrael heard Hashem talking to them. And we might think that Kedusha is Kedusha. Ben Olam Mokim is Ben Olam Mokim. Ben Olam Chaver is another thing. So the Torah says straight away, you can tell who you are by whether or not you take advantage of the vulnerable and the weak. And Eved Ivri, he works for me. I can make him do anything I want. He's my slave. I can get him to do anything. And the first thing Rabbein Shalom says, no, you got it wrong. You've just had a Matan Torah. The first thing is to know how you treat other people. How are you going to treat the Eved Ivri? And more than that, the Eved Ivri himself learns that lesson. Because what has he done wrong to be in Nimka, Bebeistin? He has stolen. And because he's stolen, obviously has to make restitution. He's got to reimburse the person from whom he's stolen. That I understand. But why does his whole Kedusha drop? Now we give him a Shifcha Kananis? His Eid? What's he done? He should have now a Shifcha Kananis. You don't find anywhere else in the Torah that after a person's done an Avera, that they're given a lower level of Kedusha. There's no such thing anywhere in the Torah. If you've done an Aveira, you've got to do tshuva. That's it. When you find such a musik, a person's done an Aveira, and now he's on a different level completely. Here the Torah is saying yes, because it's been olam chaveiroi. He's stolen. He's a nimka bebeistin. We say he's on a lower level. And the other message in here, which is maybe a more obvious message, is the Rebbein Shem wants us to be free, to live lives as free people, not to be forced, not to be coerced, not to be made to do things freely, out of our own wanting to do things. The proof is, who didn't come out of Mitzrayim? Eilu shlo yirotzu lotzeis. It doesn't say the Rishoyim didn't come out. It says Rishoyim shlo yirotzu lotzeis. Why? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmonis on them and say, you know what, after 210 years in Mitzrayim, do you blame them for being on a low madrega? On a low madrega, they're mekusha to avodah zorah, they're mekusha to tumas Mitzrayim. They don't want to come out? Okay, still take them out anyway, rescue them anyway. If somebody lo yaleinu is sick, and he says he wants to die, and you're a doctor, you've got medicine, you won't give him medicine? You'll give him medicine, you'll heal him, and he'll be better, and he'll thank you for it afterwards. So why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shlom just say to these people who don't want to leave Mitzrayim, I'll take you out anyway? Why do they have to die during Machas Choshech? I think the answer is because that's Pshat Ruchnius. You can only have a Dover Ruchni if you want it. If you don't want it, it's impossible to have it. So if you don't want to become Avdei Hashem, then you're always Avdei Paroi. You'll always be Avdei Paroi. Now that we're out of Mitzrayim and we've got the Torah, the first thing Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us after Matan Torah is this Eved Ivri, to tell us, you want freedom. And if somebody hasn't got freedom, if somebody's an Eved, he's on a lower level. He's Mutter B'Shivcha Kananis. I wanted to discuss this morning something very negea to understanding the matzav that we're in at the moment. Everyone attempts to give episode pshat, some way of understanding the very strange situation of the world. If you look in Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amud Aleph says, a drosha. Friday night we come home from shul, we sing Shalom Aleichem, we sing Eish Yischayil. In Eish Yischayil there's a pasuk. We would have thought it's describing what one should look for, qualities of a human being, qualities of a woman specifically. Sheka chein vehevel ayoyfi isha yiras Hashem mitisalo. So the Gemara says there, Sheka chein, that's the doyer shel Moshe v'Yeshua. Hevel ayoyfi, that's Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the doyer of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And isha yiras Hashem mitisalo is the doyer shel Rabbi Yehuda ben Miloy. What was special about those generations? Rashi explains. The generation of Moshe and Aaron was incredibly great in Torah learning. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was even greater. Why? Because it says, Bodku midon v'ad be'sheva, v'loi motzu ish v'isha tinek v'tinoikas shloi b'kim b'chustum v'tara. What would happen if we checked out Manchester? Who are the Baki and Bechusum Batara? I haven't met them yet. I'm sure they're there, but I haven't met them yet. They checked all the way from Don to Beersheba, the whole Eretz Yisrael checked, didn't find a single man or woman, a single Tinuk V'Tinoik, a single little kid who wasn't a Baki Bechusum Batara. When somebody asks you the Mishnayis for a Siyam, you're going to take Olus, Kalim? Which Mishnayis do you choose, L'chatzchila? You say you struggle through it. You have Siyat Dishmaya, because you take this Mishnah Siyat Dishmaya, have a bit of help with it. But it's hard. They're all Bekir. So it was a Moedek Madrega. But even Chizkiyahu HaMelech, his doyer, was nothing like that generation of Rira Bibiloi. Why show you Shisha Talim Miskasim Talis Achas Voisk Mutayra? It's impossible for six people to share one blanket. Impossible. Impossible. Derech HaTeva, it's impossible. What's Pshat? Chaim Shulevitz says, with Derech Nes. Because each one was only concerned that somebody else should be covered. And nobody was interested in whether he gets covered. He was only concerned the other person should get covered. So that's the highest Madrega. So you see from here that Torah is Sama Makusha to the Madrega of Achdus. How much Achdus you have is how much Torah you can have. So V'yechan Shem Yisro Negedahor, the one time the Eden can get the Torah is when there's Achdus, when there's total oneness. This week, what do we prepare for? Chodesh Adar. That's one thing. The other is Pashas Shkolim. Both of which symbolize oneness and togetherness. Adar is Purim. Esther says, Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim. Because the problem with Klal Yisrael is period of separation. And we have, of course, the message in Machsa Shekel, Oshel Yarba, Adal Lo Yamit. Everyone matters, everyone's important. On Friday, I heard a story, my son, which happened last week. My son, if anybody ever meets him and he's not from, he's at risk, you know. Very likely, within a few hours, he'll be putting on tefillin. My son, it's one of my eldest son, so he said he had a connection with his work, connection with a certain person, he lives in Israel, a Yid who's completely, completely far from Yiddishkeit. He's a man of 68 years old, who's shakua in kol mini tumah shaboilom, mama shakua, very, very disgusting. And this man, he's Jewish, very far from Yiddishkeit. And everybody told my son Menachem, don't even try with him. You're wasting your time. Don't try. Don't even bring up the subject. Nothing. Don't say a word to him. He's a very, very rich man, extremely wealthy man. Don't say one word to him, otherwise you'll lose the business because he provided a certain service with transport. He says, don't even talk to him about it. Don't mention anything. But my son had been in contact with this person by email, never ever ending about business. This time he managed to get him on the phone. So while he's on the phone, of course, he brings it up to Yiddishkeit. The man says, I'm not interested. And they talk and talk for a couple of hours. And then my son said one word to him, one line. He said to him, tell me, what would your father think of you? And the man, this hardened, tough Ashkenazi Israeli, very tough man, tough businessman, for the next 10 minutes, he cried like a baby. And he explained, I've got no father. I come from Russia. I was found on a park bench when I was a baby. I've got no idea who my father or my mother was. The only reason they knew I was Jewish is because I had a bris milah. I've got no idea. And he said, I am zero. He says, Loshen was, he says, ani zevel. He says, I'm nothing. I'm mamash dirt. I'm garbage. He says, well, how do you blame me for doing all the things I'm doing? I'm nothing. So my son said, what do you mean? How could you dare say such a thing? You are neshama, you chatzuv mitachas kisa kovet. You're so choshev. He says, what, me? After what I've done, what I do? And I was found on a park bench. I have no idea who my father was and my mother was. I'm nothing. I didn't even mean anything to my parents. They just abandoned me. They just left me on a park bench when I was a baby. Bekitzer, within half an hour, he was at my son's house putting on tefillin. He was there putting on tefillin. He says, the first time he's put on tefillin, who knows how many, not how many years, how many decades. What from? From mentioning one thing, what would your father think of you? And then the whole nekuda is chashivus. Machs HaShekel is essential to give us a sense of chashivus. That everyone matters, that everyone's choshev. So I was struck by the obvious question. If Torah is mekusha with achdus, what exactly is the kesher? And number two, surely Klal Yisrael had achdus long before they came to Har Sinai. Because it says at the Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe Vnei Yisrael Sashir Azois Hashem Ayem Uleimo Oshir Hashem Kigoy Goz Ol Zosh Nyochid. So B'Shas Maisa, when the Eden came out of Mitzrayim and now they're at the Yamsev and they saw the Nis and they said Zekeinu Vanveyu, what happened? They have incredible Madrega. Madrega of Achdus. I thought the Malch HaShoris had a big argument. Two arguments. Argument number one is they said to the Rebbein Shalom, Halolu v'alolu. Argument number two, after the whole miracles happened, they said, let's say Shira. And the Rebbein Shalom says, no, Masiyot Tom Yom Atom Shira. He says, what do you mean Masiyot? Then the Mitzrim, they're the evil, most evil people, most wicked people. They're Meshabit Klali for over 210 years for nothing, and they should have been Makir Tov, because Yosef HaTzadik saved you. And instead they have the worst behavior towards them. How could it be then, the same Malach HaShoris say this, say that? It's the same shitter. What's the chilek between a yid, between a person and a malach? A malach is an oimed. A malach static. He doesn't move, he doesn't change, he's an oimed. A person's a mahalach. We can all change. We're movers. They talk about shakers and movers. We're all movers. Everybody's a mover, everybody moves. Mahalchim, who's static? A malach. So at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, what did the Malachim say to Rabbeinu Shloim? Halolu v'halolu, because they see the Eden as they are. They've just left Mitzrayim, Mem Teshari Tumah, the lowest of the low, the Oiv Davayda Zorah. So they say halolu v'halolu, because the Malach doesn't understand there's such a thing as potential for change. We're Mahalchim, they are Oimdim. They see you as you are. The Rabbeinu Shloim sees there's potential. A person can change. So after Kriyas Yamsuf has happened, Malach HaShoris, now they've been proved wrong, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved the Eden, even though they argued, halolu v'alolu. Now they want to make amends. They say, she wants to say Shira. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, be quiet. No Shira. Why not? Masiyot HaMiyom, what's he mean? He means as follows. Kol Zman, the Mitzrim are alive, they could always do tshuva. They could always be Maki HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now they're dead, Rishoyim. That's terrible. That's tragic. Don't say Shira. But it's the same Shitta. Are you a Mahalach or you're an Oymid? That's actually a chiluk between being B'Simcha and not B'Simcha. Where does Simcha come from? Hope. Kavod Hashem, Chazal Yom Mesibach, Kavod Hashem. Kavod Hashem, I had hope. My hopes were dashed. Chazal Yom Mesibach, Kavod Hashem. So that's what Chodesh Adar is all about. It's about this awareness that we're the Mahalchim. We're the movers. We're not stuck the way we are. We can all change. So come back to my question. So if there was such great achdus at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, because it says, Oshir Lashem, it says Zeh Keli Manveyu, it's all Yosh and Yochid, so why does it say, Ve'ichan Shom Yisroon Eged Ahar, until Har Sinai, there's no achdus, you can't get the Torah. We could have got the Torah ready at Kriyas Yamsuf. So here's a teretz, I think, which is a posh teretz. What happened after that? Bizas Hayam! That destroyed the whole achdus. It's all wiped out. It was what business a yam? Each person scrambles for his treasure. So there's no achdus anymore. Me, me, and me. All three of us. Me, me, and me. I want. I'm taking. There's no more achdus anymore. For Klal Yisrael to get the Torah, why is it essential to have achdus? The Torah says because really all period only comes from one thing. Period from Hashem. Why? Because the Emes Mamin says, "Ein odem agir l'mashemuch l'chaver if you look at Molly Nimo." What I've got, what you've got. You can't take away from mine. I can't take away from yours. Nobody can take anything away from you. So all pirud is from the weakness in the moon. It says, "Why did Yisroi come along with his great idea of delegation? Moshe Rabbeinu never had the idea." Moshe Rabbeinu for sure was cleverer than Yisro, than Yishver. So why does Yisro come along? So Sasana says, Gvalt Gvalt, he says, the Yisoid is that Amalek cooled off Klal Yisro. Amalek Moise Nefesh for their Shitta. What is their Shitta? Their Shitta is denial of Ashgocha. That's the Shitta of Amalek. So they weakened Klal Yisro. Now they've weakened Klal Yisrael. It's not shayach anymore for Moshe Rabbeinu to have Ashpah on all the Eden and bring them all on his level. Therefore, he needs delegation. Sorry, Lofim, sorry, Meir, sorry, Chamishim, sorry, Soris. But until then, until Amalek, Klal Yisrael on the Darga, Moshe Rabbeinu can do it all alone. He doesn't need any assistance at all. He doesn't need sorry, Lofim, sorry, Meir. But now, that's where Yisrael comes now. Vayishma Yisroi Mashma Shomuvo Kriyas Yamsuf Mechemes Amalek. This being Mechemes Amalek. And Mechemes Amalek is the sibba why Yisroi has to come now and give his eitz on Atasech Simkolom. That's because of that. The Yisoid of Achdus and Torah is maybe better understood with the following idea. It says, Vayivorach Elokim Asiyoyim Ashvi Vayikadish Oisoi. Rabbi Shalom gives a bracha to Yom HaShvi, to Shabbos. What was the bracha he gave Shabbos? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kiven delo ishtakach bei mono, ma birchese ishtakach bei, elo kula birchoin bishvio otalion. In Shabbos, he didn't find a mono, he didn't find any keli. So what bracha did he give? All the bracha is toila on the shvi on the seventh day. What's it mean? So the Sfasena says, Chazal said, last mission uktsin, enkli machzik bracha el ha-sholem. Nemotzik l'shmok li machzik bracha el-sholem. He said, what's the pshat? I never understood it this way at all. A keli, by definition, is something with walls, with limitations. Keli's got a certain size, a receptacle, container. What's a bracha? A bracha, by definition, has got no limits. That's what bracha is. Bracha is lashon brecha, it pours. So, of course, like Motzak or Shvochu, kli machzik bracha. There is no such thing as a keli which can machzik bracha. How can you machzik bracha? Bracha is the opposite of keli. Keli is limitation, and bracha is the opposite of limitation, is unlimited. That's what bracha is. Bracha is pouring out, shefa, shefa, more and more and more. So it's not shaykh for a kli to machzik bracha. Ain't kli machzik bracha. Elo, shalom. Why? Because you can only have shalom when you're willing to bend. When there's no walls. Because if I'm entitled to something, shalom is out the window. Once the entitlement says zero shalom, there might not be a war, but there's no peace either. Shalom is dependent on the breaking down of the walls. Why is that bad? That's what din Torah is. It's dinim. It's talochas. No. Shalom, the kli machzik bracha, is the flexibility. And that's what Shabbos is. Because Shabbos is an unlimited concept. Why is it unlimited? Because all the brachas are toila of Ayivorach Elokim Yisroel Meshvi, everything's toila on the Shabbos. The whole Yiddishkeit, the whole Ruchnius of the week, depends on how central Shabbos is. And what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the day when we escape. The amount of Shabbos we have is how much escape we have. How much we spend a day being completely malim ayin from Olam Hazeh. Because Shabbos is, after all, our sample. It's the sample of our Olam Habo. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a sample. You want to buy a carpet? They give you a little square. You say, the carpet's going to look like this. You want to know what your Olam Habo is going to be like? Look at your Shabbos. So if your Shabbos is Taka, then it's Taka Me'en Olam Habo. So this is Brocha. Shabbos and Beis HaMikdosh are one. We have Shabbos is Kedushin's man. Beis HaMikdosh is Kedushin Mokim. What does it mean? In the Beis HaMikdosh it says, one of the Asarei Nisim was, Oindim Tzvufim Mishtachim Revochim. There's place for everybody. Loads of place. Mishtachim Revochim. There's mamash when you bow, if you're Mishtachim, there's mamash Revochim. There's tons of place. Why? Because this is the place of Shalom. This is the place where there's a total hakara that everything's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, there are no limits. All the limits are toila on how much Olam Hazeh it is, how much kfir it is, how much amolek it is. Because what's amolek? Amolek is the total denial of Sibur Masoiviv Ruchni. We believe in Sibur Masoiviv Ruchni, which means to say, the Gashmistika world is a reflection of the Ruchniistika world. Amalek is in denial of that. So we have over here, all of us have got here, a matz of today, where we have a tremendous reason to be exceedingly optimistic. Why? Because it's so dark. It's so dark, it must be the end. It must be just before the door. I know we've heard that a billion times before. But Im Kol Zeh. Why? Because what is the darkness? Is the darkness the fact that the economy is in a gefährlicher state? Is the darkness the fact that Rachman al-Islam have been so many chayim, there are so many chayim, there are so many people who have already left the world from the pandemic, Rachman al-Islam? Is that the darkness? No, that's not the darkness. That's a consequence of the darkness. What is the darkness? Amalek. Amalek. What's Amalek? Amalek is freezing cold. It's cold, cold in the sense of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're freezing. We're freezing cold. Aren't you cold? Rub your hands if you're cold. We're freezing cold. We're far away. What are we far away from? We say, what should we do? Let's do a lockdown. What should we do? Vaccination. What should we do? Social distance. What should we do? Sanitizer. What about Hashem? Oh, do that as well. Yeah, Thursday is a Yom Tefillah. Do that also. Do that one too. That's Amalek. We think Amalek hasn't affected us. Of course Amalek's affected. Amalek's with us. We might just breathe Amalek the whole time. Breathe it in. Every time you listen to the news, what's the news? The Amalek news. It's the Amalek news. Mikra. It's all random. Who heard on the news Shem Shemayim? Anyone heard Shem Shemayim? Yeah. Oh, well, when's the lockdown ending? When are we going to... Will we have some holidays? Not some holidays. Yes, some holidays. No, some holidays. Corona hotels? Not corona hotels. You should let them in, you shouldn't let them in. More vaccination, less vaccination. Good vax, bad, bad vax. Hakol Amalek. It's all one thing. It's Amalek breathing down our necks, screaming at us. So when the absolute opposite of Amalek is V'hoi Hashem l'melech hakol haaretz. When the Gula comes, when the Gula is going to come, one day he will come. One day they will. We don't know when. Avados, it's Vada, it has to be. So this is Amalek. So I was thinking, that's the pshat and the kesher between Torah and Achdus. That when Yidden said Nasav Nishma, there's still, Nasav Nishma isn't Achdus. The Achdus is Vayichan Shom Yisro Negedoho. The Achdus is Vayichan. Because Nasav Nishma shows a hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's much harder to have a hisbatlus to other human beings. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. I know you're running the world. There's a very famous story, I don't know whether it's a true story or not a true story, but the story illustrates a very important point that everyone's heard many times before. Apparently it's a true story. There was once a Yid who was a butcher, a shoychet, and he took a behemoth to the Rav, and the Rav paskened that the behemoth's treif, and he lost a huge amount of money because the Rav paskened's treif, and the Yid was mekabelit, no problem at all. 2 days later, the Yidna came along, and she had a psataina that on the chicken. The psataina was that she'd been tricked, that it was his fault, he'd done something wrong. She went to the Rav. The Rav says, you know, you should pay her for a new chicken or give her a new chicken, which would cost a couple of pounds. And the fellow went wild. He went mamash mashuga. So he says, what do you mean? Yesterday, a few days ago, you lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds and you accepted it totally calmly with your shemaim, with elachkeit. And now, and this lady, you have to give her £2, and you £2 refund. And he says, what do you mean? Then she's going to get the money. She's going to win. With the behemoth, nobody won. So it's all right. But even though the story is just a story, the story is really talking to all of us. And that's pshat, limotza kodesh broch klimachzik broch ala sholom. That's what shkolim is. Shkolim has to be the hakdoma for ador, because it's mechias amolik. Because the Mechias HaMolek is impossible without that willingness to really digest the idea that all friction is a chos emun, is lack of emun. That we're, as maminim, as real maminim, one should say, he's not a threat. He's not taking anything away from me. But he took my customer. No, he didn't take your customer away. But it looks like it. Of course it looks like it. I asked the question years ago. I said, how can there be an Issa in the Torah of Masa Gevul? Aren't we Maminim? I'm not meaning. So why is the Torah in Shulchan Aruch? It's in a Masa Gevul. We don't believe in Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, doesn't believe in Hashem. It says clearly there's such a thing as Masa Gevul. The Torah says, Avada is in a Masa Gevul. Why? So that somebody shouldn't say and shouldn't think that Yenna took it away. But if you're Emes, there's no such thing. It's impossible for him to be Magareya, one Mashu of a Mashu of your Panos. It's impossible. Just like the Mishnah says, the Kohen couldn't go inside the Lishcha with his shoes on in case afterwards somebody would say he slipped some money in. Why'd they say that? Because he got rich or because he got poor. If he got rich, they say he stole money from there. If he got poor, they also say he stole money and Hashem's punishing him for it. But if you're Emes, he went into the Lishcha, he was too scrupulously honest, he didn't do anything wrong at all. We're just worried what people might say. That's all. We're just scared what people might say. But if you're Emes, Hashem's in charge. Torah is Torah on Achdus. Without Vayichan, there's no Torah. So that's Pshat in Churban HaBayis. Same thing. Because what's the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is Hemshech of Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? Mishkan is Hemshech of Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? Har Sinai is Vayichan. So when we had Sinas Chinam, there's no more Vayichan. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. There's only one thing you need to do. What is it? Purim. Lech Knois Kol Yehudim. That's our whole focus should be this week on Purim already. Our whole focus should be on Lech Knois Kol Yehudim, because with that, we're Mevatla Molek, Mevatla the Mikra. When the whole world is screaming out loud to us Mikra, which means vaccination, social distancing, local lockdown, and we're all absorbing it because we have to go along with the Ishtadlus. And we don't realize there's, when there's a lockdown, there's always a back door. You know that? Sometimes the shop's closed and the back door is still open. There's a back door. What's the back door? Gemara Bar Metzia says, you know what? Al bishnin l'shari tefillah. There's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Shari demois. Shari demois l'nina, there's a back door as well. Thank you.